The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Don't move. Don't. No, stay. I got to put you in the recovery position.
My bike.
Are you okay?
Oh, my bike.
Do you need an ambulance?
My bike.
Shall I call an ambulance?
No, I'm okay. Whoa. Didn't you see me coming?
God, the speed you were going.
You didn't see me, did you?
You were out of control.
I can't believe you didn't check.
Why do cyclists always blame everyone but themselves?
Oh, right, so it's my fault now, is it?
It's perilous cycling round here.
It's an acute risk, yes.
Do you have a death wish, do you think?
No. As long as I'm wearing a helmet, risk of me dying is limited. See, in London, statistically, it works out about 22 deaths per 620 million miles of cycling.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, I'm prolonging my life by doing this. Roughly speaking, the cardiovascular benefits of my 20 minutes ride to work extends my life expectancy by 1 hour.
So, if you cycle all the time, you'll live forever?
No, sadly it doesn't work like that, because the next 20 minutes of cycling extends my life by 20 minutes, so...
So, it's not worth the bother?
Yeah, I suppose so. You gain 20 minutes, but it takes 20 minutes to gain it, so...
Says who?
Says me. I'm a statistician.
Do they pay you for that?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah, that is surprising.
Messy business being alive. Over 7 billion of us. Statistics create order out of the chaos. Why didn't you just cross over there?
Because I was trying to kill you.
Well, you almost succeeded. Seriously, though, why didn't you just cross by the lights?
You're not from round here, are you?
Dublin.
Ah, I knew you were foreign.
I'm Irish.
No Londoner bothers with the lights.
Don't they?
No, imagine how long it would take to get anywhere. We've got traffic dodging dexterity in our DNA.
Just not this time, huh?
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay. Well, gotta head off.
Wait, you're bleeding.
Oh, it's just a graze.
Hang on, let me see. I could give you mouth to mouth.
Oh, no, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Oh, I'm an HSC approved first aider.
Oh, listen, I gotta go.
God, you're in a rush, aren't you?
Oh, it's the World Cup final.
Oh, I'm holding you up.
France versus Brazil.
Yeah, I'm terrible with time. You should know that about me. Right. Where are you watching it?
Down the pub with some mates. So yeah, I'd better...
Yeah, you better have.
Don't want to let them down.
No. No, wait, don't go.
Why?
Not just like that, because... Oh, well, here we all are, strangers, coexisting. But today, you and I made this connection. That's important. Do you believe in fate?
I prefer probability.
Can I ask you something?
I've got a feeling that you're just going to ask me anyway.
I was wondering, how about I watch the match with you?
I'm just going down to pub, just down there.
Oh, you're worried that I'll distract you, aren't you? But I promise to behave.
Why am I finding that hard to believe?
Where's the pub?
Ladbroke Grove.
You could give me a lift on the back of your bike, if you like.
Look, I don't really know you.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm Sadie. Love photography. Afraid of the dark and sharks. Don't know why. Oh, sorry, do you have time for this? I'm into music, films, especially ones with subtitles, and photography. Oh, have I said that already? That's me, mostly. And you?
I'm Liam.
Well, come on, Liam. Take a chance. I could perch back there.
And you'd trust my cycling skills.
Should I?
There's a difference between risk-taking and recklessness. But on balance and with careful consideration, I'd say it's worth the risk.
Me too. You seem nice.
Nice?
Yeah, I've been looking for someone nice. I want kids. Loads of them. A whole football team.
Oh, crikey.
Oh, that was just a joke.
Was it?
Yeah, of course. I was only... God, well, give us a lift then.
Okay. Climb aboard. Ooh. Are you comfy?
Yeah.
Hang on tight.
Just watch out for those crazy London pedestrians, dude.
Hi. Okay, there's this politician.
Oh, not one of your jokes.
No, you're going to like this one, trust me. Oh. So there's this politician. He says, we have a problem with procreation. It's causing a population crisis. Pretty soon, it's going to be standing room only. And the other politician says, well, that ought to slow them down a bit.
Yeah, well, when I last looked, Seven Sisters wasn't standing room only.
We're going to run out of everything, Sadie. Our choices are going to be famine, thirst, or euthanasia.
Well, at least that's a choice. I like a choice. We don't happen to have one.
There are 7 billion of us on this planet. Why artificially create one more? Is this your idea of tidying?
No, I'm having a clear out. You know what I think? You're using this overcrowding thing to avoid meeting Kath.
Look, think about it. There's a planetary emergency now. What is the solution going to be? Not just to let people die, but to positively encourage it. You're not getting rid of that, are you?
What, well, when did you last use it?
I don't know.
When we moved in, 5, 6 years ago. What's the statistical likelihood of you ever using it again?
Fairly high, I'd say.
Ah, you're a hopeless liar. That's one of my favourite things about you. All this clutter needs to go.
You're getting rid of everything I own.
Well, you can always borrow Dad's drill.
Piece by piece, thinking I won't notice, till the last thing to go is me.
We don't need all this stuff.
Is this eviction by stealth?
We don't need the drill, Liam. We only need the hole.
Get you. Right, come on. It's time to change.
Oh, let's eat in.
Huh? 7 years! It's worth celebrating.
No, I can't face it.
If you knew how hard I begged to get us a table here.
What's the stats on us two having made it?
Oh, well, actually, the 7-year itch, that's a myth. Huh. Most couples split in their first 5 years, make it to 10, and you'll probably be together forever.
Oh, only another 3 years to go. That's doable, I reckon.
Not if you chuck out all my stuff, it's not. Come on, need to get ready.
No, I'm going to carry on here.
I know what this is about.
Well, just say yes then.
No.
Please.
I can't. The numbers are terrifying.
Oh, you're always on about the numbers.
You know me. I can't give ammunition to the kind of people who panic about population.
I'm panicking about us not contributing to the population.
I'm being serious, Sadie. Some people believe that there's no point in eradicating poverty or disease. The type who go on about HIV being part of God's plan.
Oh, so we're not allowed a baby.
It's not that.
I've seen the way you look at your brother's kids.
Yes, they're great kids, but all that matters is that you survived.
But will our marriage survive?
Of course it will. I love you.
I want your baby. You could have one. I've let you down.
You're not to say that.
I can, because it's true.
Sadie.
You could be a dad.
We have been through this.
Please, meet Kath.
No.
She said we'd be doing her a favour.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it.
She's already got a daughter, so doing this would mean that she could give up work, spend more time at home.
Sadie. You know how I feel.
You make it sound like meeting her is violating a moral code.
It's just, unless we're certain.
Well, let's just meet her. Anyway, she might not like us.
Well, I'm not sure that's possible. Is it?
Liam. It's taking everything I've got to carry on.
Okay, I'll think about it. Okay? But you are all that I want. You know that, don't you?
Am I?
From the moment you threw yourself in front of my bike.
Cycling without due care and attention.
You're not very contrite, considering you tried to kill me.
Oh, you think you're Lance Armstrong, you do.
I wasn't concussed, you know.
Oh, you did a good impression.
It wasn't concussion. It was love at first sight.
Oh, you're not trying to win me over with that Irish charm of yours.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Good, because it isn't working. Come here.
Listen. Stopped raining.
I'll go and get changed.
Yeah, good thinking. Hurry up then. And Sadie.
Yeah?
Can I put my drill back now, please? Can you pass me that thing?
Mm.
No, not that. The screwdriver? Yeah. Thank you. You're looking glorious, Kath.
No, I look like a Teletubby.
No way.
A fat Tinky Winky.
No, you look great. Don't you, Sadie?
Yeah, you're glowing.
Forgot how naked I feel, to be honest with you. It's much worse this time.
Do you need a hand with that?
It's a cough. How hard can it be?
Are you still feeling sick, Kath?
Yeah, and the rest. Don't stop me eating, though. Everything in my path, like a pregnant Pac-Man.
Another Jaffa cake?
Whoa. Oh.
Have you had time to look at that agreement?
Not really had the time, to be honest. With Mia and that.
Oh, how's she getting on at big school?
Sent in. Loves me collecting her. Mind you, she can be a proper nightmare.
No, she's adorable.
She gets a bit jealous and that.
Well, let us know if there's anything that we can do to help.
Mm. I keep telling her the baby isn't going to live with us. You should see the attitude. Reckon it's because she misses her dad.
The thing is, because you're still married to Sean...
If I can't find him, I can't divorce him, can I?
Yeah. It's tough on you.
And don't mind for me, Sadie. It's Mia. She keeps asking. I don't know what to tell her.
Yeah, I understand.
Our problem is, though, even if Sean isn't around, he is still legally your husband.
Mm. Try telling him that.
So I can't be named as the father on the birth certificate.
Yeah, I know.
Will he be staying for a bite?
Sorry, I got to take Mum down to the doctor's again.
Well, you might as well finish them off.
Thanks.
You do understand, don't you, that even though you're not biologically related, you're still legally the baby's mother.
Right. I see.
Yes. No pressure, Kat. Just have a think.
Okay.
You got 6 months once the baby's actually been born to make a decision.
Mm.
How do you think this bit goes?
DIY.
It's tougher than analysing the universe.
I thought we'd sorted everything, haven't we?
Of course, yeah.
I only need to sign that thingy.
The parental order.
That's right.
So it's not a problem then, is it?
No, of course not.
Everything's going to be brilliant.
Oh, no, sorry. I think I'm going to be sick again.
Oh, hello, you.
Did I wake you?
No, I was up with Finn anyway. Here, let me get this chain off.
Who is it?
It's Kath.
Kath?
I can come another time.
No, come in.
Kath, is everything all right?
Everything's fine.
Good, yes, Sadie. Sorry to disturb you.
No, don't worry, come in.
I'm too late, aren't I?
No, come on in.
Mum's staying over and we were having this clear out, all these things Mia's grown out of.
Yeah, let me take your coat.
It's the stuff Mum knitted and that. I thought they'd be useful for Finn. It was a stupid idea. Sorry.
No, you're always welcome. You know that.
I'm just getting dressed.
No need. Kat's just dropping off some things for Finn.
Come here anytime, okay?
I feel like an idiot now.
No, don't, please. What can I get you to drink?
He's not normally like this. He just won't settle.
Keeping you awake, is he?
He's keeping the whole of East London awake. We've done the 11 o'clock. We've changed him.
Hi, Kath. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, Sadie.
Oh, shit. Let me take him, sweetheart. You're exhausted.
Go back to bed. Go on. Shh. Go on, catch up on some sleep while you can.
Yeah, you should. It's knackering, isn't it?
Are you sure everything's all right, Kath?
Yeah, honestly, I'm just off now.
Oh, okay, then. I'll do the 3 o'clock. Thanks for the things, Kath. Night.
Night, Sadie. Bye, Liam.
No, don't go. Don't go. I'd like you to stay.
All right, give me then.
Okay.
Here he is. Oh, hello. Oh, hello, baby.
Come on, Thrill. Can I get you anything?
I'm all right, thanks. Weird to think Finn were inside us 4 weeks ago.
Exactly to the day.
Feels empty not having him inside us. Do you think he'll be good at maths too?
Maybe. I wasn't great at maths at school.
You must have been.
No, not really. Just loved the numbers, the clarity, the way they organise the chaos,
I know you've told me what you do, but I've never really understood, to be honest with you.
What I do, well, it's more than just maths. It's a way of analysing everything about the messy business of being human.
Go on.
Well, at the moment I'm trying to change people's perceptions using facts to stop intolerance. And it... Oh, incredible. He's smiling. How'd you do that, huh?
Easy when you know how. I'd like to be smart like you. Help the world in that.
Education is a better use of probability than making money, huh?
Money's all right, though, isn't it?
Well, I used to be obsessed. Even as a kid, I analysed past exam papers and worked out the stats on certain questions recurring. My friends paid me for the info.
What'd you do with the cash?
I bought a rally tomahawk.
Oh.
Fire engine red. I rode that bike so fast, ended up falling off, broke my wrist. Can't believe I'm telling you this.
Not put you off cycling, though, has it?
Life is all about assessing the risks.
Is it? I never worry about things like that. Hey, pass us that Lidl's bag.
Mm.
Yeah, that one. Look, it's Mia's old sleeping bag thingy.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Zip Finn in so he can't kick his covers off and catch cold. Oh, he's asleep.
Thank you.
Finally. Better not move for a minute. Not till he's properly gone.
Yeah, good thinking. So what does this say?
Oh, S and C. Sean and Kath. Had it done in some dodgy tattoo place in Margate.
Do you still miss him?
No. Yeah. Oh, I try not to. A mate of mine said that she bumped into him in this club. He's not dead. My husband just gone. I got this one done when Mia was born.
Oh, did that hurt?
Worse than childbirth. Skin's more sensitive here. You can touch if you like.
Oh,
You can. Honestly.
No, I'm fine. Thanks.
I wish I'd stayed on in school. Given myself a chance. I was pregnant with Mia, age 15. I'd no idea.
Well, you should study now.
Nah, it's too late.
Well, you should, though, you know.
Mia's my world. So.
Well, do it for her, then. There's courses that you can do from home. I'll look into it for you, if you like.
Yeah?
I think you could achieve anything that you wanted to.
Thanks. Anyways, I'm going to split.
Well, you could stay.
You what?
Your mum's with Mia. I could make up this sofa.
Nah, I'm all right. Thanks. I should get back. Mia and that. I'd like to, though. You know? Stay.
Well, any time. Right, let me get your coat.
Liam, can I ask you something?
Yeah?
Do you think Finn remembers me?
Of course he does. It's only been a couple of weeks.
Really? I was wondering.
Yeah?
Do you think he'll ever forget me?
No. No, Kath, I don't reckon he will.
That's a relief. You sure about that, Liam?
No probability possible. Finn is never going to forget you. Neither am I.
So you think I'm paranoid, do you?
Do we have anything cold in the fridge?
Yeah. Here.
Thank you.
So you think I'm imagining all this? Admit it.
Admit that you love a conspiracy theory. You've got to stop worrying all the time. She's only 15 minutes late.
Yeah, returning our son.
We're talking minutes here.
17 minutes and 15 seconds.
Come on, you're probably going to tell me Elvis faked his own death next.
Did you personally see the body?
Look, what I'm trying to say is, don't jump to conclusions.
I hate that phrase. I'm not jumping.
Good.
I know Kath's not bringing him home.
Don't say that.
She's made her decision.
You are projecting your worries.
I've seen the way she looks at Finn.
Yes, the same way we do.
The same way you look at Kath.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, God, I mean, I don't blame you.
That is ridiculous.
She's so young.
Stop, Sadie, honestly.
Oh, it's too hot.
Hottest on record.
Oh, I can't breathe. I know you like Kath.
Oh, stop. It's insane. Your jealousy.
I am jealous, yeah. I'm jealous that she got to carry him inside her for 9 months.
How can you, after everything she's been through?
You know me. Babies unleash my inner Othello.
You've got to stop now.
She's taken him. I know she has.
Finn is not her son.
But he's not mine either. Is he, sweetheart?
You couldn't just open the thingy for me?
Yeah, sure. Have you, any idea how much a house round here's worth these days?
Not bother about the property, lad, to be honest with you. Do you think the pester is done?
Another couple of minutes, I reckon. Oh. But the thing is, selling. They sting you for stamp duty, estate agents, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah?
Probably best not to, do you think?
Don't know.
I'd say it's worth keeping. But whatever works for you, really, Kath.
What?
Our house.
Yeah, what?
I'm offering you...
Your house?
Yeah. If it helps with this.
I can't believe you just said that.
Think about it.
You're asking me to sell in?
No, it's not like that.
Of course it is.
Don't take it the wrong way.
I don't believe it.
If we fight in court, all the cash goes to the lawyers. That's ridiculous, Kath.
Did Liam ask you to come?
Of course not.
He doesn't know.
He'd kill me. You know he would.
Then why are you...
We've got to sort this out. We can't carry
on. Not like this.
Think about it. You give Mia a better life, we give Finn a better life.
Because you got more money.
I'm not saying that.
That's why you think I did this.
No. You're taking this the wrong...
You think I'd do anything for a bit of cash.
All I'm saying
is... What, because I'm not posh?
Milk, nappies, all that baby stuff.
You waited too long. That's your problem, all you lot. Careers, husband, then boom. Too late for kids.
You might not want to admit it, but money pays for the best education, the best health care.
You're too old.
The richer you are, the longer you live. Think about Finn.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I don't want him hanging out with you. You know, someone who buys kids.
What's best for Finn?
What if you change your mind? Want to return him? Still got the receipt, have you?
Oh, Kath, listen, please.
I'm not for sale, neither. If you wanted a womb to rent, you should have gone to India.
Please, we've got to sort this.
Go on. Go to India. They have babies in stock there.
Please.
You've got to go now. Mum will be back with the kids in a moment.
Kath, please.
I said get out.
Listen.
No, you listen to me. This is the first time I've done something good. Do you get me? Something good, properly good.
I love him.
Finn's never gonna be with you. Do you hear me? Never. Go away.
I just want to talk.
You can't come in.
Just leave the chain on.
You got to go.
Talk through the gap. Please, Kat.
It's boring.
I don't care. Please.
I can't let you in. The lawyer says.
Please.
If this is about money, you can bugger off.
Who said anything about money? Huh? What do you mean? Kat, you won, okay? Okay? You won. It's just... Please, I wondered, is Finn walking?
Has been for a couple of months now.
Does he still do that thing with his arms when he's sleeping, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it slays me that. How's Mia getting on with him?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Good, yeah. What about you? How are you doing?
I'm okay, yeah. You got to go now, please. Liam, you're so
No,
cute.
Don't worry about that. I'm fine, honestly. It's good to talk to you. How's your mum?
We're waiting for the results. How's your book?
Yeah, no, I've stopped writing. For a bit. Anyway, I brought you that stuff that I promised.
What?
You know, the info on distance learning, I thought you might... Anyway, here it is. It's a bit wet.
Thanks, but I'm not thinking about college.
Well, you should.
Not now, because the thing is, Sean's back.
You're Sean?
Yeah, it's great having him on.
Ah, great. As long as you're happy.
Mia's in a bit of a mood about it, to be honest with you, but she'll come round.
Is he in there now with you?
Nah, he's gone down the pub, but he gets on great with Finn, though.
Oh, good.
You don't mean...
Yeah, you're right, I don't. What happens if he leaves you again?
Don't say that.
Why'd you marry him, Kat? I mean, you're gorgeous. You could have anybody that you wanted.
Nah.
Chances are, Kath. Statistically, he's gonna leave you again. He'll be off as soon as...
You know me. Don't think like that. Not like you. Can't be worrying about them things. He's back. That's all.
Well, maybe that's the best way to be.
Yeah, no. I think so. Why'd you come round, really, Liam?
I don't know.
Honestly?
I don't know. I've no idea. It's hopeless. I know.
All right. Come in.
Sure.
Yeah, come on, you're soaking.
Oh. Finn's buggy.
Yeah?
I'm having trouble with them at the moment.
What?
Yeah, and slings, supermarket trolleys, car seats, anything with a baby in it.
Oh, Liam.
I hear him crying in the night, you know. My brain can't quite process that he's gone.
I'm sorry.
Where is he?
Asleep.
Could I just see him?
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Just a quick look, please.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, then he's in here.
Thank you.
Don't wake him, will you? Liam, if I told Sean to never come back.
Yeah?
If I did that right, if that happened, I were wondering.
Go on.
Oh, it's just seeing you here with Finn.
Yeah.
No, it's silly.
Now tell me.
Nah.
Go on.
You wouldn't just stay and make your family here with us. You wouldn't do that. Would you, Liam?
Kath, I'm sorry.
I'm dead embarrassed now.
No, I'm flattered, but...
I know, yeah.
Have you any idea what Sadie's gone through in these past few years?
I can't believe I just said that. It's just... the thing is, I've never met anyone like you. Don't reckon I ever will.
I wish it hadn't ended like this.
Maybe it were wrong from the start. It's not natural, is it? Mucking about with Mother Nature and that.
You're following me.
I'm not.
You are?
No.
I just caught you.
I just happened to be behind you.
Isn't that the definition of following?
I told you, I'm not.
Are we in a pantomime?
No.
So, admit that you're following me.
I'm not, no.
What are you doing then?
I'm spying on you.
Glad you clarified that. Why?
Oh, I didn't intend to.
You're accidentally spying on me.
No, in a way.
It's not an accident, Liam.
I mean, I didn't set
out. You're supposed to be at work.
I could say the same about you. So I wanted to surprise you. I came to your studio. I bought you those tickets for that thing that you wanted to see. You said you've not been in for months.
I can't.
Oh?
I can't take pictures anymore.
Why?
I've lost the knack.
That's not true.
I can't be bothered anymore. People take photographs all the time. I watch them, pointing their phones. There's not a meal or a moment that gets left uncaptured.
I'll come back. It's like riding a bike.
I've been thinking that when you lose someone, when someone dies, something fundamental changes. What's defeating me is how nothing has changed.
Sweetheart.
We were so ready to be transformed by Finn. And now here we are, back in our old life.
Where'd you go every day?
I head out. I've good intentions. It's just I never seem to make it to the studio.
And?
I just walk.
Walk?
Yeah. You should try it. Instead of putting your life at risk on that bike.
I love cycling.
Oh, I can't stand you cycling to work.
Keeps me fit.
Well, walk then.
How would you feel if I walked to work and then I was run over by a bus?
Well, I'm banning buses too.
Life is risky.
I can't do the worry anymore.
The asymmetry of regret. People believe that they're going to be the unlucky one.
Yeah, that's me. The unlucky one. Be on my tombstone, that.
Hey, you still got me. That's pretty lucky.
Yeah. So, there was no need to follow me, was there? Next time, just come with me.
Isn't three a crowd?
What do you mean?
I saw you with him.
How long have you been checking up on me?
How long has it been going on?
Oh, it's nothing like that.
Is it serious?
No, no, it's not.
Do you
like
love him?
That. Liam.
Because after everything...
No!
So it was just meaningless sex?
Stop.
Cheap, meaningless, the kind every man understands.
Oh, Liam, stop.
I've been thinking about the stats from the National Sex Survey.
Oh, here we go.
You should take a look sometime. It's kind of interesting reading. Men aged 16 to 44 report an average of 11.7 opposite sex partners in a lifetime. But the thing is, women report an average of 7.7.
You don't believe me, do you?
Mathematically, you see, the numbers from the survey... well, they don't add up.
You've got to trust me.
Somebody's lying.
Liam, you know when I'm lying.
I've known for a while now, but...
You can always tell.
After Finn, I thought maybe you need...
Look at me.
I blame myself. I've been away too much. I know that.
Oh, it's not like that, I promise.
Are you leaving me for him?
No.
I'd rather know.
Oh, he's married.
Aren't you? Or am I missing something?
He's got kids, three kids. He's a devoted dad.
Right, okay. Okay, well, you need to say 5 nice things about me.
What?
Statistics on how to achieve a happy marriage. 5 positive interactions with your spouse required for every 1 negative. So you owe me 5, I reckon.
I love you. Does that count?
I don't know, I'm not sure. Have another go.
I'd never cheat on you. You know that.
Do I?
Oh, God, it sounds ridiculous, but... that just knowing someone else out there likes me... Oh, don't go.
I have to go.
Wait, please.
I have to.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
I prefer the truth.
Oh, please, Liam. It's killing me, knowing you could have kids anytime. A whole football team.
They came over so quickly. Had the oxygen mask on him. Mia said it was less than 5 minutes.
What did they say about Finn?
The doctor said she...
Hmm?
I've no idea. I couldn't really take it all in. Anyway, someone's coming to get me as soon as he's come round.
Okay, good.
I've made a right mess of everything, haven't I?
No, don't say that.
I don't know what's wrong with me, to be honest. I'll start out okay, then I mess things up.
No, that's not true.
Every time, even Mia, she gets all, I embarrass her.
That's the definition of being a parent.
She don't want me collecting her no more. Every time things go wrong, it's me.
You're a good woman, Kath.
I'm not surprised about Sean. Don't blame him. Sick, he said, of the sight of me.
I'd like to punch his lights out.
I'd leave me too, if I could. Sorry, didn't mean... I heard about Sadie and that.
Yeah. I miss her. Anyway, tell me about Finn.
I heard this little noise, a kind of rattle. Didn't think he was breathing. I looked at him. He was this weird blue. I felt very calm. everything was very clear. I was outside looking in at myself.
Kath, are you okay? Kath? Kath, you all right?
Just stay with me, will you?
Yeah, of course.
I'm scared.
Come here, come here.
Sorry to interrupt.
Sadie!
Thanks for coming.
How is he?
They're operating on him now.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna wash my face and that.
Oh, Liam.
I can't bear to lose him.
He's not ours to lose anymore.
But what if he doesn't make it?
I'll renounce optimism forever.
No, don't. Don't. That's what I love most about you. Sometimes it feels as if life is divided into the catastrophic and the apocalyptic.
You're not an optimist, no.
No, I'm a probabilist. I've become addicted to this website. I waste hours of my life on it. It's called Worldometers. It keeps a live tally on all births and deaths around the world.
Beats watching MasterChef, does it?
Yeah. As you watch, you see three babies have just been born in India. Two people just died in Egypt, that kind of thing. The numbers spin around. It's like a slot machine.
Finn's not a number.
No. No. That's not what I'm trying. It's comforting. Just to understand how births and deaths balance. Oh, I don't know. I always get it wrong.
No. I like you trying. I take things the wrong... I'm sorry.
Sadie, I'll miss you.
You do?
Do you think there's any chance for us?
I don't know. I mean, you're so... always analysing. You don't seem able to just live.
No. But I see all these misconceptions. Sadie, there's just something disheartening. No, terrifying about stupidity.
Have you ever thought you're not personally responsible for all the problems in the world?
If one person thinks that a kid starving someplace is somehow the solution to overpopulation... You know, it kind of puts a downer on my day. Do you think we'll ever get back together? If I drew a pie chart, what percentage would be a yes?
A fair old slice.
Enough to fill me with hope?
Probably.
Probably. Definitely?
Probably. Possibly. Liam.
Yeah.
You and Kath?
No. No, I was just holding her. Comforting her, you know? Because. You know, she was worried about Finn.
Shall we do it here?
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Grass looks nice and soft.
Oh, I'm a bit nervous, to be honest.
Nervous?
I've never done this before.
Oh, don't worry, I'm an expert.
Surprised you could tear yourself away from the telly.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it at yours. Who are you supporting?
Argentina.
Argentina? But Germany's been playing so beautifully.
I'm doing tango lessons.
Well, I bet you're brilliant at that. Kath, I was sorry to hear the news.
Yeah. Mum's all right about it. Says every day she's still here is one more day with us, but she's looking forward to being back with my dad. Calls it a win-win.
She's an amazing woman.
She is, yeah.
No school?
Great, yeah. You should hear the funny little things they say.
Oh, here he is.
Can I have a go on my bike now, please?
Yeah, as soon as Mum gets here.
Please.
She'll be here in a minute.
Have another go on your ripstick.
Okay.
Don't go where we can't see you.
Oh, I saw your book in the window of Smith's. Still giving them talks, are you?
Yeah. States last week. Sweden next week. Apparently probability is the new rock and roll.
Oh, never thought about it like that, to be honest.
Neither did I.
Yeah, well, I never think about stuff. I just do my thing, you know.
That's great. You know, I've realised my biggest problem is being overcautious.
Still worrying all the time, are you?
Funny thing is, Kath, The stuff I was most worried about, you know, the population crisis. Turns out, it's okay. Birth rates have actually leveled off.
How'd that happen then?
Fighting poverty and disease sort of sorted it.
We sorted?
Well, not entirely, no. But it appears the population bomb has been defused.
Bet you'll find something else to worry about there, eh?
I'll do my best. That's weird, isn't it? Here we all are. Individuals doing our own thing, beating away. But collectively, Kat, collectively, we kind of work things out.
Liam, I'm glad we work things out.
I'm not half as glad as we are. Better than chopping Finn in half, huh? We do make a good team, though, don't we?
He's better off living with you. It's just... oh, I feel a bit of myself missing, to be honest with you.
Well, you've made our life, Kat.
Can I have a go now?
She'll be here in a minute.
Please?
We promised we'd wait.
She's always late. She told me that the day we met, to be fair.
Worth waiting for, though, isn't she?
We met on a World Cup final day. 16 years ago. You know, I never thought I'd meet anyone. I couldn't imagine how that could actually happen. Turns out, falling in love is easy. It's the staying in love that's astonishing.
The baby's kicking. Do you want a feel?
Can I?
Put your hand here. That's it.
Have you decided on a name yet?
Jim wants us to wait till we see what he's like.
I just felt it.
Yeah. Look, Sadie.
Dad, can I go on my bike now, please?
You made it.
Oh, sorry I'm late, gang.
Right, okay, birthday boy. Are you ready to test drive your bike?
Yes, please.
Gloves on. Spread your fingers out like this.
That tickles.
That's it. Wriggle them. Thumb in.
Oh, helmet on, sweetheart.
I'm hot.
You can't ride your bike without a helmet, can you, Finn?
Like Wiggo.
Yeah, like the mighty Wiggo. You need to work on your sideburns, though.
Yeah.
Okay, how are we going to do this?
Right, okay. How about Kath puts them on and I hold them and run?
I'll run too.
And I'll stand over there. Okay, aim towards me. Okay, Finny?
Sure.
On you go.
Right.
Oh. What if I fall off?
No, you're not going to fall off. I'm not going to let you.
I'll be here.
Me too.
Right, see? Having two mums is just a little bonus, huh, Finn? Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, now don't forget, you've got to keep pedalling.
I know.
That's it, okay? Okay? Okay, go. Keep pedalling.
Aim towards mum. Keep pedalling.
There you go, okay? Okay, now keep your hands on the handlebars. Keep pedalling. Steer towards mum. We're with you. Pedalling, pedalling. Straight ahead. Yeah, pedalling, okay?
Oh.
Okay, I've got you.
You're doing it.
Go. Keep pedalling.
That's it. Keep pedalling. Don't stop.
Look straight ahead. Straight ahead.
Whoa.
Watch out.
Sadie.
Finn.
You okay?
Can I have another go now, please?
You're just like your dad, you are.
Yes.
I'll take him.
Come on.
Good man. You all right, Sadie?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. You?
Yeah, I'm great. There might be better ways to spend an afternoon. But I doubt it.
In The Statistical Probability of Love at First Sight by Charlotte Bogard MacLeod, Liam was played by Andrew Scott, Sadie by Jeannie Spark, Kath by Hannah Genasius, and Finn by Karna Majdian. The director was David Hunter.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.
World War One on the BBC.
New drama based on eyewitness accounts.
Elstree! That was close!
Corrected coordinates sent, sir.
But apparently not received.
A real day at war, exactly 100 years ago.
I'm a doctor.
I didn't realise.
Where are you sending this man?
He has gangrene.
Gas gangrene, I know what he has.
To D-section. He's unlikely to survive.
A major new drama, Tommy's, begins on Tuesday afternoon at 2:15 and is available for 7 days afterwards on the BBC Radio 4 website.